Hello again, this is Caroline from the City Mission, and you're listening to Faith in Crisis, serving your neighbors in need. The City Mission is running this half-hour program once a week through the rest of 2017, and we'll be sharing about several urgent issues and opportunities the church has to engage their neighbors in need around the greater Cleveland area. This week, we'll be discussing the importance of volunteering with Jamie Buxton, the City Mission's Internship and Volunteer Services Supervisor. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Caroline. Thanks for having me today.
If you're not familiar with the City Mission, we have four main areas of ministry, the first being Laura's Home, which also includes Pathways Family Services, Crossroads, our Men's Crisis Center, and Inmate Outreach Services, which reaches out to those incarcerated. We also currently have volunteer opportunities in Overflow and our gym, where we house Overflow from the county, which can be anywhere from 10 to 50 women and children every night. Jamie manages hundreds and hundreds of volunteers every year, so she's really an expert on this subject. Jamie, let's jump right in by talking about what the Bible has to say about volunteering.
So that's a really fun question, and I did a little bit of research before speaking to you this morning, but there's over 50 verses that I could use and talk to you about volunteering. One of my favorites came from Isaiah 58, where it just blatantly says, "Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness." And isn't that what we all want to do? We want to be a light. And so I think volunteering is just that. We're responding to Christ's commands to love the least of these and being a light and helping those who are in trouble.
So true. I'm thankful that the mission is dedicated to helping people fulfill that mandate to serve. And what does volunteering look like at the City Mission? What kind of opportunities are available?
So that's another interesting question because it really looks different for every individual or group. In fact, I love to think of my job as a matchmaker. I work to understand your gifts, your passions, your ideas, and then match it to the needs that we already have at the City Mission. Sometimes there's something that we already have a need for, and I'm able to say, "Great, let's get you involved in this area." But there's other times when I say, "Wow, we never thought of doing that. Let's try to create this ministry." And we really do that often. For example, we had a praise dancer that came to us, and she was at one of my very first prospective volunteer introductions that I hosted. And she said, "I really want to do this." And of course, that wasn't on our list of greatest needs, but it was something that for a season we did. And it was a wonderful time of growing for our kids at Laura's Home, and culminated into a family worship night that I'll never forget. Just seeing the kids bring their best to the Lord, and then what that did, what the effects it had then for the mothers and the other women at Laura's Home. So it looks different for everyone, and that's what's exciting about volunteering. We want to use how God has gifted you and use it to glorify Him by helping others.
What kind of impact do volunteers have at the City Mission?
Oh my goodness. The volunteers are the lifeblood of our organization. They make so much of an impact. Last year alone, we had well over 20,000 volunteer hours at the City Mission, and that's volunteered at, and that's valued at almost $500,000. So it makes a huge impact to have volunteers. Of course, as a nonprofit, we always wish we could pay tons and tons of people to come and work alongside us. But because we can't, we really need our volunteers, and they multiply our efforts by so much. And so we're so incredibly grateful for the impact that our volunteers have at the City Mission.
I imagine that this has huge implications for the City Mission staff's morale, time, energy. What does it mean to you and the rest of our employees that people would use their own time to partner with us for no financial return?
I think that's an incredible blessing to the staff because, again, there's only so many hours in a day that we have. And so to have someone come alongside you, I know for me, when someone can see my heart and see what I'm pushing for, especially when planning an event or trying to finish a task at hand, and seeing someone that comes in just as excited about it as me and multiplies that effort, I mean, it's the best feeling in the world as a staff member to be able to say, "Wow, look at how this came together." You know, that's another favorite part of my position is that in the main events that we do, things like Christmas and back to school, getting to think about, okay, here's what I'd like to see happen. But then I see churches from all sides of Cleveland. I see different organizations and companies come together for one purpose, whether it be, you know, like I said, Christmas, where we have people just wanting to bless our families, do different things. But seeing it all come together is so enriching, not just as a staff person, but as a follower of Christ, just to kind of see this is what the body of Christ is supposed to look like. And so absolutely, I think it encourages and blesses our staff members to be able to have volunteers come alongside them.
That truly is incredible that so many people serve and give up their time and talents to help us. Can you talk further about that? What kind of impact does volunteering have on our guests, the clients that we serve?
So volunteering has a great impact on our guests. We have so many ways for a volunteer to be part of the city mission, anywhere from, you know, helping in the facilities to helping at the front desk, answering phones, even responding to donors sometimes. But those that have the opportunity to have direct client contact make such an impact on the guests that are staying at the city mission. So we have chapel services, support group meetings, life skill classes, and our staff is coming from all these different angles, but the message is the same, Jesus, and we want transformation, but that only comes through that relationship with Jesus. So when we have groups and we have individual volunteers come in, they're serving meals and helping in different areas, and they share that same message. I think it encourages our guests in many different aspects, but just to see, you know, the people who work here are matching up with the people that I'm going to church with on Sunday, and then are matching up with, you know, these different volunteer groups that are coming into the mission. Hopefully that's the glue that's coming all together. When it's all the same message, there's a cohesiveness. And I think that's the whole point of volunteering, that it all comes together for the men, the women, and the children that are staying with us. So that's our prayer. That's my prayer as someone who's helping that happen, is that that's that same nudging, that's nudging each of our guests to a closer and better understanding of who Jesus really is.
And what are the benefits to a family who might be interested in volunteering? I know we work really hard, you work really hard, at making sure that families of any size and organizations and companies have a chance to use their skills and to teach their kids about the importance of volunteering.
So this is something that's really important for me as a mom myself. Not only do I want to just go to church and have my children come alongside there, or, you know, we're praying and doing our devotions at home, but I want them to know what it is to serve, not to just hear that my husband and I are leaving for the evening or the afternoon to go do something. I want them to get to be a part of that. And so, I have been so blessed to, you know, work at Laura's home and at the City Mission. It's been my only real career. And so to have my children alongside me there at Laura's home, I've been given that privilege and working in childcare there. I know that will hopefully play a huge role in the human beings that they choose to become as they grow up. And so I love having opportunities for families to bring their children and to minister alongside their moms and their dads and, you know, maybe even extended family. And so I hope that that does exactly what I'm hoping it's doing for my own family, is, you know, helping them understand that God has given them a gift, get different skills, and that combined with his calling on their life, you know, that they'll be able to take these not just memories, but this understanding of what it means to help people and apply it to their lives as they grow up. You know, that's the goal. That's the goal for every parent, I think. And so I love giving that opportunity to families that call the mission and want to get involved.
There's also a really great program called Moms with the Mission that you've been working on this year for the first time. Can you talk more about that?
Absolutely. Moms with a Mission is kind of a dream of mine. I know that I talked about the opportunity and privilege that I've had to be a full-time mom and work at Laura's home. having my children with me, and I am incredibly grateful for that. And so one of the greatest calls that I get that I didn't have an answer for until this past year was, I want to come volunteer, but I want to bring my kids with me. And I'd love to say yes to everyone. I'd love to be able to give every mom or dad that opportunity. But unfortunately, when you have already over 90 children staying at Laura's home, it's hard to add any more children into the mix. And so I wanted to get creative and find ways, especially for moms to get involved with their kids. So out of that came Moms with a Mission. And I know how busy moms are, whether we're working full-time or staying at home or a combination of those things. But I wanted to provide a 1 hour once a month opportunity for a mom to get to bring her children into a ministry setting and do something with them. So it looks different every single month. We're getting ready here to celebrate the holidays. So we'll be making placemats and decorating a Christmas tree. But we've had after school programming where you come and bring your children and just play a board game with a child that lives at Laura's home. We've done lots of fun and creative things, and it's a really encouraging time, I think. I know that it's encouraging for me as a staff member and as someone that's passionate about seeing children understand what ministry can look like. So that's exciting for me. So 1 hour once a month, and we ask for a $10 donation to be part of that. And I hope that some moms will join us. If a mom wants to join us for Moms with a Mission, you can go to www.thecitymission.org/moms.
We recently interviewed one of our faithful volunteers and asked her what she would say to someone who's considering volunteering at the City Mission. She said, "The world needs more people who care about other people. It doesn't matter if you can't give a lot of time, and it doesn't matter if you can't see the final result. Just giving a child a little extra love can make a difference. The people here are so caring, and anytime you volunteer, you're helping people in need." And what about for an individual? How have you seen God use volunteering to help someone discover more about themselves and who they are in Christ?
So I think that it's the same because, again, when you get the opportunity to look at your spiritual gifts, when you really take a deep look at yourself and understand who you are as a member of the body of Christ, who you are as a member of society, who you are as a member of your family or workplace, and see the things that you're actually good at and what God has equipped you to do, and then put that into work outside of your normal routine, and hopefully make a new routine of giving that back to God and serving others. I don't think it gets any better than that. When you see, wow, you know, I am special, I am unique, and the gifts that I have can be used for the glory of God, no matter how small or not important we think those may be. If I can use that about me to serve someone else, I think that's an amazing feeling. And I think that will only better our relationship with our Heavenly Father, but also a better of understanding of who we are with everyone we come in contact with.
I've heard some really interesting stories about how volunteering has changed the course of someone's life. Can you share some examples of that as well?
One of the most rewarding parts of my job is getting to debrief with volunteers and find out what God is teaching them then through their volunteering. You know, so many times I think we come into this saying, God's going to use me and I'm going to help change the lives of others. But really, God is using a volunteer experience to change our lives. We've had volunteers that change their majors in their collegiate pursuits because of what they've learned about volunteering or what they've learned about themselves through volunteering. In fact, I don't know how many people will know this, but our COO, Linda Uvegas, started out as a volunteer with her family at Laura's home and then became an employee. So I believe that volunteering can be the spark that God uses to change your life, not just the lives of those that you're ministering to. And so that's been a really exciting part of my position and so rewarding to be able to speak to people about that. In that same way, I've seen recently many of our Recently, I've seen many graduates of our programs come back and want to give back to Laura's Home and to Crossroads. And wow, isn't that exactly what we're hoping for? You know, we're praying for and we're on this path of leading them to a life of Christ or knowing who Christ is and transformation. But then to see them go out, succeed, and become stable, create that home for themselves, and then say, I want to come back and give back to the city mission. How rewarding and how great that is to see those women and those men come back with such a willingness to serve and to come alongside and encourage those where they've been exactly in their shoes.
Do you have any specific stories about a volunteer or group that stand out to you that have really had a big impact recently on Laura's Home or Crossroads?
So just in the last few weeks, we've been working with a Eagle Scout that was preparing his final project, and he worked really hard fundraising and preparing to upgrade our basketball court at Laura's Home. And so we've got 2 brand new basketball hoops and 4 benches so that we can utilize them. We've had volunteers in the past that would do basketball programming, and of course our kids utilize this area daily. So this was really important to us. But I think the thing that stood out the most as we celebrated the culmination and the finishing of this project with his mom and his dad and the rest of, you know, his Boy Scout friends, troop members were there. We invited the families out, or he invited the families out, and we celebrated this. And I think the thing that hit me the most was not just the smiling faces and all the fun that ensued and the gratitude that there was from the families at Laura's Home, but one specific mom came over and took a picture of this young gentleman, and as he posed in front of the basketball hoop, and she said, I want to take your picture so that I can show it to my son. He's about your age, and I want him to see that one boy can make a difference, no matter how old they are. And it just, you know, resonated with me, first of all, that she saw that in the experience, and secondly, wow, what a testament it is to the young men that are living at Laura's Home. You know, it may feel like a desperate situation for them, but if they can take something like that away from watching a volunteer, a peer of their same age, and take that from that situation, then we're doing a whole lot more than just throwing up basketball hoops and benches or even serving meals or anything that we're doing. That's a pretty big deal when we can empower someone to be what God has equipped them to be.
What a testimony of what someone at any age can do. How about some ways to be a great volunteer?
The number one thing that I need out of any volunteer, no matter where you're ministering at the mission, is to be flexible. In ministry, things are always changing. So having volunteers that are willing to change gears and help where it's needed is refreshing and so helpful to our staff members. Be yourself. I think some people come to us and say they want to fill a particular role and they want to do something that maybe they heard about somebody else was doing, and they said, I want to do that exact same thing. But I think coming to us and being yourself, bring your heart, your sense of humor, your enthusiasm, and your willingness to volunteer, you're a great combination. So don't be afraid to ask things about where you're volunteering, but then, you know, mix that into who you are and be willing to just commit to that, which is the next way you can be a great volunteer, is to keep your commitment. In fact, when I get someone who comes to the city mission and says, you know, I want to volunteer 3 times a week, I usually discourage you right from the get-go. And I know that sounds crazy, but I want you to start slowly because I want you to know that you're a crucial part of our team once you're completely a part of what we're doing. And then we want you to realize that we plan our schedules around your availability to be with us. And so we want you to keep your commitment. So knowing that it's just as important as a paid job, even though it may not feel like that always, that you are that important to us as a staff. So being flexible, being yourself, and keeping your commitment are the three ways I think you can best be a volunteer at the City Mission.
How can people get started volunteering at the City Mission? What does it take to get signed up? Where's the web address? All of those details.
The first step to become a volunteer is to attend a prospective volunteer introduction, and we hold them monthly. You'll gain a better understanding of all that we do, what areas we need help, and then the application process. So the upcoming prospective volunteer introductions are November 28th, and then if you don't hit us this year in 2017, 2018, the next is Tuesday, January 9th. You can find all that information and more at our website, www.thecitymission.org, and all the volunteering is under /volunteer. You cannot become an ongoing volunteer without attending a prospective volunteer introduction. If you're looking for a one-time opportunity with a group or an organization, you can connect with me through the same way through our website. You do not need a PVI for that. But if you're an individual that's looking to come more than once, we certainly want to encourage you to be part of one of those monthly orientations.
And that's the last chance for a prospective volunteer introduction this year before the holidays. So if people want to volunteer over Christmas or Thanksgiving, make sure you attend. You mentioned Christmas volunteer opportunities, and I'm sure those spots fill up fast and are the most popular. Are there any other fun holiday activities coming up that the community could get involved with?
We have a new volunteer opportunity this year. We're going to do a trunk or treat at Laura's home, and it's my dream to see the parking lot full of cars, decorated, and ready to pass out candy to the 96 children that are currently living at Laura's home. Also part of that goes a lot along where Moms with the Mission is coming from, in that I want these to be families, and I want you to bring your children along, and I want them to be able to trunk or treat just like the kids from Laura's home. I really want this to be a family fun event. So you can check out how to get involved with that. I need help anywhere from just dropping off candy to coming, helping set up, bringing baked goods, or doing the whole shenanigans and decorating your car and being ready to pass out candy to about 200 kids. So that's going to be on Saturday, October 28th at 7 p.m. And we're going to end it then with an outdoor movie and just fun and fellowship with everyone who's a part of that event. So we would love for people to join us. If you want more information on that, you can go to our website, www.thecitymission.org/trunk-treat.
Finally, do you have any urgent needs or spots that are tough to fill? If someone is listening and wants to be involved, what would you encourage them to partner with us in?
So in my department, probably the bulk of the phone calls that come in are people who want to come throw a party at Laura's home for the women and children, or they want to come hold a service for the men at Crossroads. Now, while both of those things are very important, I think it's so helpful when we have groups that are willing to come and have a party with our men at Crossroads. We have over 100 men there, and I assure you, they are hearing the gospel. They are in support groups and having chapel every day, and they're in life skill classes that are centered around transformation in Jesus Christ, and that is so important. But we are in desperate need of men that would come in and minister to the men just by having conversations. So you can be a day room mentor where you're just coming and sitting and fellowshipping and encouraging the men that are thinking about joining our program. Or I'd love for groups of men to come in and prepare some sort of party, either during a football game or during one of, hopefully, you know, our World Series games. We would love to have men's ministry groups come in, bring some snacks, and just fellowship and, you know, get to know the men that are going through our program at Crossroads. I think that's so important, again, because it's only duplicating what we're telling them in those chapel services, in those classes, to see that, you know, there are Christian, godly men that want to come alongside others. And that does nothing but duplicate and multiply the efforts of the staff and our regular volunteers, but it also really empowers the men or it really encourages our men to know more about who this Jesus guy really is. And so that's a simple way to do it. And, you know, who doesn't want to come watch a baseball, basketball, or football game anyway? So just bring your party to Crossroads and we'd love to host you.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for your time, Jamie. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And I hope that all of our listeners out there will head to our website, www.thecitymission.org, to see what volunteer opportunities might be right for you or your family. In fact, Make a Difference Day is coming up on October 28th. Volunteers from across the country will unite for Make a Difference Day, one of the largest annual single days of service nationwide. Same day as our Trunk or Treat at Laura's home, but you can visit makeadifferenceday.com to find local volunteer opportunities. Just type in your zip code and select the volunteer opportunity that looks best for you or your group. If your organization has a volunteer day coming up, the City Mission would be happy to help you. We don't want you to just be involved with the City Mission. We hope you'll find something that you're passionate about. With so many nonprofits in Cleveland, it's super easy to find a volunteer opportunity that's right for you. Thank you to all of you who are already supporting the City Mission through your time and talents. We hope you'll tune in again next week as we discuss another topic surrounding homelessness and crisis in Cleveland. You've been listening to Faith in Crisis, produced by the City Mission of Cleveland, Ohio, on 1220 AM, The Word. Thanks for listening.